Some of you are going through difficult times right now, and there's only one being who can help answer all of the questions that you have, help comfort you in all of your sorrow. And that one person, that one being, is Jesus the Christ. Please turn to your Savior to be comforted. Jesus suffered just like you and I. Messiah felt the pain of rejection, of betrayal, of false accusations. It was prophesied to happen. And since God said it, God did it. And we'll see a prophecy of where the Messiah was rejected by his own. We can find that in Isaiah the 53rd chapter in verse 3. This is Isaiah the 53rd chapter, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. And John says in the first chapter of John, in verse 11, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. So that was a testimony from the Apostle John that this prophecy was fulfilled, that the Messiah was rejected by his own people. And then in Luke chapter 23, verses 14 through 25, we'll see a second example of this. This is in Luke chapter 23, verses 14 through 25. Pilate said to them, "You have brought me this man as one that perverts the people. And behold, having examined him, I have found no fault in this man touching any of those things whereof you accuse him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." And they cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas." Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spoke again to them. But they cried, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." And he said to them the third time, "Why, what evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go." And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released to them Barabbas, even though he was in prison for sedition and murder. But Pilate delivered Jesus as they desired. So we can see here that Messiah, Jesus the Christ, our Savior, was rejected by his own. So if you feel like you've been rejected, know that you can be comforted because Jesus went through the same thing. Also, it was prophesied that Jesus would be hated without a cause. We can find that in Psalm chapter 35, verse 19. This is in Psalm chapter 35, verse 19, where he was hated without a cause. It says, "Don't let them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them hate me without a cause." And the fulfillment of that can be found in John the 15th chapter, verses 18 through 25. This is in John the 15th chapter, verses 18 through 25. Here Jesus says, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you. But because you are not of the world, they will also persecute you. But all these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they don't know the one that sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, and done among them the works which no other man did, then they would not have their sins counted against them. But now they have no cloak for their sin." Now notice what Jesus says next. "But this comes to pass, so that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, 'They hated me without a cause.'" So Jesus himself testified that he was fulfilling this prophecy of people hating him without a cause. So again, if you feel like people hate you, and it's for no just reason, you haven't done anything wrong, know that our Savior, your Savior, was hated also without a cause. Also, Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. This was prophesied in Zechariah chapter 11, verse 12. This is in Zechariah chapter 11, verse 12. "I said to them, 'If you think good, give me my price, and if not, then forget it.' So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver." The fulfillment of that can be found in Matthew the 26th chapter, verses 14 through 16. Matthew 26, verses 14 through 16. "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said to them, "What will you give me if I deliver Jesus to you?" And they struck a deal with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray Jesus. Now, can you imagine that? That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one whose life is worth more than all the precious gold, all the precious silver and stones in all the world, was sold for a measly 30 pieces of silver. Do you think that people have treated you cheaply? That they don't value your life? That they don't respect you? Well, just know that Jesus Christ went through the same thing, and he can comfort you in that. He understands your pain. Now also, Jesus was betrayed by a friend. That was prophesied to happen in Psalm chapter 41, verse 9. This is in Psalm chapter 41, verse 9. "My own friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, he has lifted up his heel against me." The fulfillment of that is in Matthew 26, verses 18 through 25, and also verses 45 through 50. Again, Matthew chapter 26, verses 18 through 25, and also verses 45 through 50. Here it says, "Jesus said, 'Go into the city to such a man and say to him, The master says, My time is at hand, and I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening time was come, he sat down with the 12." So notice that all 12 were there. "And as they did eat," and this is a fulfillment of that prophecy where it says, "My own friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread." So it says, "As they did eat, he said, One of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began, every one of them, to say to the Lord, Lord, is it I? And he answered them and said, He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him." So again, he is fulfilling prophecy. "The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said." Then Jesus came to his disciples and said to them, and this is a couple of hours after the dinner when he was in the garden, it says, "Then Jesus came to his disciples and said to them, The hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sinners. And while he yet spoke, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whosoever I shall kiss, that is the one you should apprehend. So Judas came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master! And he kissed him." Now notice what Jesus says here. Again, the prophecy said, "My own friend in whom I trusted, he has lifted up his heel against me." Notice what Jesus says here. Jesus said to him, "Friend." He said to Judas, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they laid hands on Jesus and took him. Also, let's read in John the 13th chapter, verses 18 through 19. In John the 13th chapter, verses 18 through 19, a fulfillment of this. It adds a little bit more to it. Jesus is saying, "I'm not speaking to every one of you." This was at the same Passover dinner. "I speak not to all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, so that when it comes to pass, you may believe that I am he." And by the way, that's one of the purposes of prophecy, to tell something before it happens, so that when it does happen, we know that the one who spoke that prophecy spoke the truth. And Jesus Christ said, so that the scripture would be fulfilled, "He that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me." That's why they had the Passover meal together. That's why Judas was there at the time, eating with them. And he lifted up his heel against the Messiah. He betrayed Jesus, his friend. So again, if you've been betrayed by a friend, know that Jesus was betrayed by a friend. He knows exactly what you're going through. Please Turn to our Savior and be comforted by Him. Give your heart to the Lord, and He shall heal your hurting heart. Also, Jesus was accused by false witnesses. Have you ever been accused of something falsely and suffered for it? Well, Jesus was accused falsely. And this was prophesied to happen in Psalms 35th chapter, verses 11 through 12. This can be found in Psalm chapter 35, verses 11 through 12, where he was accused by false witnesses. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. And the fulfillment of that can be found in Mark chapter 14, verses 55 through 59. This is in Mark chapter 14, verses 55 through 59. The chief priests and all the council sought witness against Jesus to put him to death, and they found none initially. For many bore false witness against him, but their witness did not agree together. Then finally, at the end, two false witnesses came saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another one made without hands.'" But neither did their witness agree together. So these were false witnesses. And now the last prophecy we'll have time to talk about on today's program is where Jesus was silent before his accusers. This can be found in Isaiah the 53rd chapter, verse 7. Again, this is Isaiah the 53rd chapter, verse 7. "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth." The fulfillment of that is in Mark the 14th chapter, verses 60 through 61, and also in Mark the 15th chapter, verses 3 through 5. Here it says, "And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, 'Are you not going to answer them? What is it that these witness against you?' But he held his peace and answered nothing. And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, 'Are you not going to answer them? Look how many things they witness against you.' But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled." In this particular case, Jesus didn't even give them a response, and that's because he knew that God had his back. And you know what? God has your back. God will back you up. God will support you in all of your burdens. He will lift your burdens. He will help you through every problem that you have. He will lift you on high if you only trust in him, if you only obey what God says to come to him through Jesus. It may take a little bit of humility to do that, but know that your strength can be found in the one true God. God destined for his Son to come into this world to suffer, to bear our burdens, so that we can turn to Jesus, the one who can heal our hurting hearts. Please, please, in faith, turn to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the one who has your back. God has your back. They can help you to carry all of your burdens.